For years, climate researchers studied a scenario dubbed RCP 8.5, which included Florida's coastline disappearing underwater and sub-Saharan Africa witnessing more than 85 million climate migrants by 2050. Then, this spring, climate scientists decided it was implausible. "It's useful to have worst-case scenarios," says Zeke Housefather, who co-authored a 2020 paper arguing that RCP 8.5 was being incorrectly interpreted as our default future. "The problem for a while is that people were conflating the worst case with the most likely outcome." Today, our new science and environment writer, Story Hinckley, looks at how challenging it is to communicate the complexity and nuance of climate change research, particularly given how politically charged the issue has become. And our editorial board weighs in, too, with a separate piece. It's Thursday, June 4th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Krista Case Bryant. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. Iranian drone strikes temporarily shut down Kuwait International Airport Wednesday. Kuwaiti authorities said the attack, one of the biggest by Tehran against Washington's Gulf allies, killed one civilian and injured more than 60 others. The United States said it struck an Iranian military station near the Strait of Hormuz in response, continuing a series of tit-for-tat attacks that are testing the boundaries of the current ceasefire. Efforts to reach a more permanent truce and open the strait have been complicated by Israel's war against Iranian-backed militants in Lebanon. The U.S. Supreme Court allowed Alabama to implement a new congressional map. The decision shows the practical consequence of an earlier high court decision that weakened the impact of a key section of the landmark Voting Rights Act. In its April 29th decision, the justices ruled that courts must find evidence of intentional racial discrimination to invalidate voting maps. The decision on Tuesday, in an unsigned four-page order, eliminates one of two majority black districts in Alabama. The court's three liberal justices dissented, with Justice Sonia Sotomayor writing that the ruling debases the democratic process. Northeastern states sued the U.S. government over scuttling offshore wind farms. In March, the government agreed to refund a French energy company $928 million if it canceled two offshore wind projects and invested the funds in fossil fuels instead. In response, Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Vermont are joining New York in a lawsuit. The states argue that the cancellation of a farm off New York did not follow proper federal procedures. The Trump administration and wind farm opponents have called the projects expensive and unreliable. The New York farm was projected to bring $25.6 billion in economic benefits to the state, the complaint says. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. International scientists decided it is no longer useful to study the most extreme model of runaway global warming. So why are some people upset? Story Hinckley reports for the Monitor. Sanctions are one of Western governments' favorite foreign policy weapons in recent years, as we reported earlier. But their use does not always result in the infliction of economic pain that is intended. Sometimes their effects can be wholly unexpected and counterproductive. Fred Weir reports from Moscow for the Monitor. For nearly a year and a half, access to U.S. asylum has been suspended at the border. Recently, federal courts have ruled against the ban, renewing hopes for thousands of asylum seekers waiting in northern Mexico that they might be allowed one day to make their case. Sarah Matusik reports from Phoenix for the Monitor. Israel's recapture of Beaufort Castle last month has echoes from the 1982 invasion of Lebanon and the nearly two decades that followed, with Israeli troops occupying parts of the country until withdrawing in 2000. Ned Temko writes for The Monitor. San Antonio Spurs superstar Victor Wembanyama is shaking off conventional stoicism as he seeks his first NBA title against the postseason surprise, the New York Knicks. Ken Makin writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on the climate change projection known as RCP 8.5. As the Northern Hemisphere summer approaches, parts of Europe and North America are seeing record-high temperatures. Yet, as the mercury rises, an update on the worst-case scenario for global warming, calculated 15 years ago, shows that the forecast is no longer likely. Known as RCP 8.5, this 2011 projection was among many modeled at a time when greenhouse gas emissions had risen by 30% over the preceding decade. Today, RCP 8.5 has become implausible, according to a study published in April. The reason? The worldwide advances in energy conservation and technologies, such as solar. The good news is that we did not follow the most dramatic emission pathway, Detlef Van Vuren, the study's lead author, told the Associated Press. But, he cautioned, the risks of climate change have not disappeared. Neither has the heated debate over the causes of global warming and how much of a threat it poses. Referencing the study, U.S. President Donald Trump used strong language to claim that researchers had been wrong in their projections all along. Media attention to the issue picked up markedly after a mid-May social media post by the president. But fanning the embers of the climate debate obscures larger lessons behind the retiring of the worst-case scenario. The move points to how governments, businesses, and individuals have adapted policies, products, and consumption habits. It also highlights scientists' continuing curiosity, pursuit of new and better data, and willingness to question and adjust working hypotheses. These aspects are key, given that the updated calibrations have also jettisoned the previous model's best-case scenario as no longer attainable by 2100. The complexities of climate research hint at a need for more nuance and balance in the sharing and reporting of emerging findings. As the New York Times noted in May, the RCP 8.5 estimates of damage, even though now less likely, tended to be a big focus and got more attention. The new study, the Times said, has raised questions about whether some of the risks of climate change have been poorly communicated or overstated in years past, and how best to think about those risks going forward. To Andrew King, a University of Melbourne scientist and one of the study's more than 40 co-authors, updating the scenarios does not imply failed modeling or a climate hoax. He underscores the need to revisit assumptions and changing circumstances, such as rates of renewable energy usage, while using continually improving climate models. The best view of the new updates is that they increase knowledge and understanding and provide a hopeful opening for heated debate to be replaced with respect and reason. In turn, that can fuel the expectation of finding solutions to the climate challenge. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, when we acknowledge and understand God, divine love, as the only cause and creator of the universe, we discover the impossibility of any opposing power. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Jing Nong Peng and Tim Malone.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.